I'm not, you know, and this is another American show. This is how I feel. This is another American show. Maybe it won't be the last one, but this is an American show, and I don't believe in it.
Okay, so that's why you're not going to be voting in this election?
Yeah, no, because, you know, what's the point? You know, when I will vote, I want my voice to be heard. And from the beginning, I'm against the American invasion. I'm against the killing of the innocent people, against the torture, and I'm against the rape. And this is what the American did in my country. And any government, you know, that will be now, you know, which will oppose the Americans in Iraq, you know, they won't let them. The Americans will not, any Iraqi government that will oppose their presence in our country. So what's the point? This is a show.
All right. Can you let us know if you still have family in Iraq? And if so, where are they? And are there some stories that you've heard from your friends or families with regards to the invasion and the occupation and how it's affected their daily lives?
You know, I have still a big family there, and I have friends, and I always call them. And they are not interested in what's called the election. What they are interested in, they want to have electricity, they want to have water, and they want to have security. And this is what the Americans cannot provide them with. You know, I don't know why, you know, if let's say in Canada there is a blackout, do you think that people will be interested to go to the polling stations, or if they don't have water? So what's the difference between the Iraqis, you know, who live there now? It's not just my family. I'm concerned about the people who live there. You know, they don't have electricity, they don't have water, there is no security, kids cannot go to school. So, you know, this is what's their daily concerns, and they don't care about the election because they know, you know, all those candidates, you know, 5,000 names, you know, they don't have a clue about them. And, you know, the 5,000 names will not be even recorded until the day of the election. I'm not interested in this.
So, Nasreen, can you just because you talked about the children also being affected, what has been the, you talked about the children not being able to go to school. What has been the impact of the war on the children, on the Iraqi children?
You could imagine, you know, if you cannot send your children to school and they stay at home, you know, how would that affect their life, you know? The children, they can't get a proper education, you know. They can't live like other children in the world. So I just want to ask the listeners, what is the difference between their children and the Iraqi children? If the children here can have the luxury to go to school, and the Iraqi children, they cannot, then why is that, you know? I mean, why they are making the election a big deal while there is a torture, there is rape, people, there is no security, there is no food for people, can't get proper food, they can't get water, you know? I mean, I think water is a vital thing for human beings. Why are they so concerned about the election, and which won't make any difference, because there will be another puppet government for the Americans.
Nasreen, can you tell us where people can get alternative information? Because it seems that the Canadian media is giving one very particular perspective about the elections and about the occupation, and you seem to have a very different opinion about that, not only, I guess, because of the connections that you have with your family that are still in Iraq, but I'm sure that there's media news sources that you tap into to find out what's going on the regular basis?
You know, there are many websites. I mean, there is a website called Truth Out. There is a website, it's called Information Clearance House. You can read in The Guardian, sometimes even New York Times. You know, you can find good articles from the New York Times. And I have friends all over the world. You know, with the internet now, it's, you know, you can access all these information easily. But, you know, I think the Canadian media, too, is not doing a good job. You know, they don't talk about the daily suffering of the Iraqis.
Mm-hmm.
So, you remember the sanction which led in the death of a million Iraqi people. What did the media talk about? You know, it's a forgotten story. It's like Iraqis are an inferior race. They don't have the right to live like other people in the world, you know.
Mm.
I don't know why is that, you know. And I keep, you know, thinking about the Canadians. They are so giving, you know, really. And I admire their qualities.
Mm.
But they've never thought about those Iraqi who are suffering on a daily basis. Look, like what when it happens in the tsunami, you know, all these donations, you know, this is a great thing, that the great efforts. But I keep asking, you know, what about the Iraqis? It's the same, you know, people lost their houses.
Mm-hmm.
People are orphanages now, you know. There is recently on the Toronto Star front page, there were five kids who were killed. Their parents were killed in front of their eyes.
Wow.
What's the difference between those Iraqi kids and people in, let's say, Indonesia or Bangladesh or whatever?
Yeah.
They're the same. They're kids, you know, and they have the right to live.
Of course, they have the right to live and have an education and not be traumatized by war. What can Canadians do in terms of, like, with the tsunami? I think one of the things that helped people is that there was, they knew how to access, how to give, how to be of support. Where would people find information to be able to lend their support to the Iraqi people, and especially to the children?
Let me tell you something, you know, I called the Red Cross once, you know, and I wanted to donate something to my own flesh, to send money, send clothes, and they said they don't have any access to Iraq because of the security, because of whatever reason they have. I don't know how, you know, people have, like, to raise awareness, you know, to that those people are in need, you know. Those people, you know, we have to stop this brutality of the Americans. You know, you know, sometimes I think it's unbelievable what they are doing. And still, you know, Bush came for a visit here to Ottawa, and, you know, the Iraqis are forgotten now.